Welcome to this podcast, and this is subject to the disclaimers on the website, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. And one of the questions that often arises when I'm meeting clients is, how much do lawyers charge in London? And it's an interesting question and hard to summarise, but I'll aim to cover a few points in a few minutes here. I guess that an equivalent question is, how much does a coffee cost in London? To that question, you might say, well, it depends on a lot of things, including the quality of the coffee, the exact shop you go to, and also where that shop is based in London. A similar thing applies when you go to law firms in London, as prices vary from law firm to law firm. The first thing that I tend to say when we're looking at rates of law firms is that law firms typically quote partner rates. A partner is a lawyer that has typically been doing the job for 10 or more years and so knows what they're doing. As Malcolm Gladwell says, the person is an expert as they have done around 10,000 hours of that kind of work. So partner rates are normally what is quoted. Law firms and lawyers tend to charge by the hour, and this is how a lot of law firm IT systems are geared. So, lawyers normally record their time on your matter for phone calls, drafting, meetings, negotiations, etc., and put this on the firm's IT systems, and the bill that you receive is essentially the number of hours they've spent on your matter multiplied by their hourly charge out rate. The partner charge out rate tends to vary in London from around about £200 an hour excluding VAT to around £1,000 an hour excluding VAT. That's quite a wide range, and it generally falls within a bell curve, with the most typical partner hourly rates excluding VAT ranging from around about £300 an hour to £600 an hour for commercial and corporate type work. I think that there are three reasons why there is such a range generally from about £200 an hour to £800 an hour excluding VAT at partner rate in law firms in London. And the three reasons I think are deal size. If the deal's worth a lot, such it's a multi-billion pound merger between gigantic company A and gigantic company B, then because the value of the deal is in the billions, the hourly charge out rate of, let's say, £1,000 an hour is bearable in the scheme of things. Number two is deal nature. One thing that you tend to find is that certain sectors of law are very price sensitive, such as small value personal injury cases or legal aid work. So that tends to attract a much lower hourly charge out rate. And the third point is type of firm. In London, if the law firm's located within the City of London, the so-called square mile, then this is where the most prestigious law firms are based, and they can come with a prestigious price tag. However, if you go to the West End of London or outskirts of London, then the prices tend to be lower, although there's obviously a difference between the kind of clout that a prestigious law firm might have versus the type of clout that a less prestigious law firm might have. So to recap, lawyers tend to charge by the hour. Partners are lawyers who have a considerable amount of experience and so typically have about 10 years of legal experience. Partner charge out rates in London tend to vary, and partner rates are typically around £200 an hour to £1,000 an hour excluding VAT. The exact charge out rate will be determined typically by the deal size, the deal nature and the type of firm. And the way that your bill will be calculated will be multiplying the number of hours a lawyer spends on your matter by the hourly charge out rate. That's the standard way of charging, although a lot of firms may entertain different ways of charging, such as fixed fee for a matter. They may also have no win, no fee. They might have capped fees, abort fees, which are fees which are charged which are discounted if the transaction does not complete, and also blended fees, where the hourly rates of the legal team are blended, so to provide you with one composite hourly charge out rate per team member. I hope this helps you in understanding a little bit more about how lawyers charge for their time. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have any queries, then you can email me at Jimmy@coachinglaw.com.